Welcome back to AI Microskills. I'm here with Susan Diaz for a round two because I got so excited about some of the things she dropped in her last episode. It's literally the last episode on this podcast before Christmas break that I got busy. I started executing on her advice and actually built some stuff. And then we started collaborating on building and automating a lot of like the pre-production for a podcast with what we call, or what ChatGPT calls, a custom GPT. And I'm excited to tell you about it. And I had to have her back on the show in order to, like, I don't know, launch or release this cool thing that we made for everybody listening to the show. So Susan, welcome back. And can you tell us a little bit about the My Showrunner?
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me back. Obviously, as the energy goes, like, this is the high energy. It's made me incredibly happy the last couple of weeks, I gotta say. How often do you go on a podcast, come up with an idea, and then have it launched in like under 2 weeks, where one of those 2 weeks was a holiday? So My Showrunner, this has been stuff that I think we in the podcast world have sort of wistfully hoped could be automated for a really long time, right? You're like, oh, I wish somebody could take this off my plate, or I wish it could be easier. And well, now it is. And what this particular piece is aiming to do is reduce the time that you're spending on preparing for interviews in a guest style interview, which means typically, you know, you'd either go in with a prepared set of questions and be willing to like go with the flow, or you prepare a custom set of questions for a guest, right? And so this would help with the latter, which is what makes for really exciting conversations. So you would feed it in an input in terms of a LinkedIn profile, ask for it to assess who this person is and what some topics might be, and then it goes through layers, including giving you titles, giving you questions, giving you hooks and angles. And yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing. Even for someone who does podcasting for a living, this is mind-blowing.
I remember you telling me about it and the steps you were taking manually every time you were having a new guest on and the ways you would prompt it. And I remember thinking about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's genius. And at the time, I'd already been playing around with making custom GPTs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you haven't made this into a custom GPT yet? So like that next day, I went and made it and then fiddled with it to get it right, because you can't just... Your first pass through building a custom GPT is almost always wrong. So you have to go in and then customize it and try it and try it and try it and burn through the amount of free attempts you get with GPTs in the day. That's when I discovered there's a limit to how many times you can prompt GPT. When you're testing out these things, you run into those limits more often. So I burned through those, tested it, and I think perfected it. And Susan got in there and gave some more feedback to get it back to what is cutting down 1 to 2 hours worth of work into two to five minutes. It's so amazing how much time we spend doing manual things like, okay, let's read this person's profile. Okay, let's do a Google search for them. Where else have they spoken? What have they written? Look at their company website, read about it, form some opinions. ChatGPT can do that all for you, all of it.
So
and then
true.
It can actually understand your show, you know, as you give it a little bit about your show, your premise, who the host is, and identify what's the overlap between what your show talks about and what this person's good at, what this person's expertise is on. It can do that analysis and do it well. Provide angles for your show, write the titles, write all the show notes for your, not the show notes, the episode outline, intro, questions, outro, and even crafting an email for your guests. It's doing all those things step by step. But now that we've built a custom GPT, it essentially prompts you and has you walk through the process as if it's a show producer producing your show. And I just can't wait to start saving time with it. I wish I would have had this like 300 episodes ago in my career, but it's good that it's here now.
We have it now. And I think it's really worth highlighting that point that you made there, Dan, and we've talked about it a few times, which is that you're getting the machine to lead you. And that, I think, is pretty key. It's like, it's not you having to tell the machine over and over again what to do. Instead, you go in there and it starts to lay out the process. And that's like system 101, right? As soon as you've built a system and you've delegated it to someone else to run, you're killing it.
And that's there's different ways of approaching these custom GPTs, but that's the way I've liked to build them, is make it so it's proactive rather than you having to be proactive and thinking through the next step. It's just asking you, hey, now that we have this, would you like to do this or that? Hey, give me this piece of information next. Hey, now let's do this next. Hey, does this look okay? Yes, great. Let's do this next. It's proactively telling you what to do. So if you like to save decision-making for higher level decisions, this is something you need to check. We built, there's essentially two versions of it. We first built it as a custom GPT, but in order to access that, you do need to be paying for ChatGPT Plus, which is that $20 a month version of ChatGPT. Hopefully you're already paying for it. If you're listening to a show like AI Micro Skills, you're already into that. But if not, then you can still use Susan's prompt guide that I went and put into a LinkedIn post. I'll be linking it to the website where you can access both of these things, myshowrunner.com, where you can opt into getting it. And it will actually walk you through step-by-step how to use the prompts if you're on the free version of ChatGPT, or how to build your own custom GPT. We could have bundled it and made this custom GPT just available by link and you could start working with it. But instead, we tried to build it in such a way that you can build it yourself, load it with your show's information. That way it's a tool that's proprietary to you. So go to myshowrunner.com, sign up for it. It's free and it will walk you through. It's really, it seems intimidating to be like, oh, I'm going to build my own custom GPT. It's really just copying and pasting in a few fields and then customizing it with your name and like a few sentences about your show, upload a few documents, and you're good to go. You publish that sucker and now you have a tool that's built specifically for you and your show to save you time for every episode you have going forward.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, just to illustrate how simple it is, I need to tell you that I was the type of person that would be confused about how to use a remote control. And since the last 2 or 3 years, my perspective on tech has changed a lot because it's so plug and play. And this is no different. Honestly, as you're saying there, it's copy stuff and put it into another space. And it's got the same fields even. So you literally have to treat it like a Word document. So no intimidation there. I think it's easy to create. And I think the first time that you see it output the things, it's going to help you understand like how much time you're saving. And I think from the perspective of institutional knowledge as well, a podcast is a key piece of brand infrastructure. It's a piece that often lives in the heads of the producers and the hosts. And as someone who has seen hosts change in different firms for podcasts, I can tell you it's a lot of work for the people to sort of like catch up and get it going. And something like this is going to massively institutionalize that knowledge for you and like build the value of your podcast brand as it goes.
So go over to myshowrunner.com, sign up. Yes, you do have to give up an email, but I promise we'll make it worth your while. Not only with just the My Show Runner and how you're going to build out and save a ton of time with this, but Susan and I are both following up with some emails with bonuses. Like I have another custom GPT that I made for naming podcasts. And you can name lots of other things, but it's really good at naming podcasts that I've used. Same framework I've used to name dozens of podcasts for Sweetfish when I was working there. And Susan has her own things that she's going to be giving away as bonuses to people signing up. So this is a true collaboration. We're working together on this. And what I'm really excited about is the stuff we're going to be updating this with in the future. Because we're both doing podcasts. We're both digging into AI. AI is changing quickly. Podcasting is evolving. Shoot, like what you can do with a podcast now with one person used to take a whole production team 2 weeks in order to do an episode and turn it into all the other text and stuff and editing and all that. So things are changing. And we're going to be keeping myshowrunner.com up to date with cool new tools. And some things that I'm looking forward to is building a custom GPT to help you build like episode thumbnails. That's something I'm currently working on, or even creating a show Bible to help you like refine your premise. These are things I'll be adding there. And if you're already subscribed to it, then you'll just get email updates with new updates that are behind kind of like the email gated wall there. Susan, what are you looking forward to as far as updating this thing as we go along?
I think there's lots more that we can do in the pre-production and the recording parts that we maybe aren't fully exploring. I think a lot of people know now that in the post-production, there's plenty you can do. So I'm excited to see that. And I'm also excited to see how we can sort of automate some of it. So like, you know, we take that theme of things coming to you a bit further, right? Like, so maybe all you do is provide this thing with a name and then it sends out, as you and I were talking about, emails to you and to the guest explaining to it explaining to people what's coming next. Maybe it sets up like fun reminders. Maybe it does like the follow-up. We've talked about this in the last episode as well. After you've interviewed the guest, I mean, in my world, podcast guests are business relationships, right? They actually turn into business over the years. And so how do you stay in touch with these folks without coming off as like commission breath? And that kind of thing. So that's what I'm looking forward to, like really leveraging these podcast conversations as like the Trojan horse of like business relationships.
Absolutely. I wish I would have learned podcasting earlier in my career. I'm glad I learned it even just a few years ago, because it's changed the game for me as far as my career, my ability to do marketing. And honestly, it just made everything just so much more fun because
yeah.
I don't know, business is relational. And the more you can build relationships and make friends, honestly, the more easy it is to sell things, but sell it in a way that's, I don't know, right. Sell it in a way that makes everybody feel good, because you're actually helping people, because you're helping your friends now instead of just trying to push strangers into buying things.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of possibility here with AI and podcasting specifically. I am a firm believer that a podcast can be a pillar for a whole media brand. You can use podcasting to build out everything, all your clips, all your text, all the kinds of content you want can come from a podcast. Because honestly, good podcasting is just journalism.
It really
just
is.
Getting in front of experts that know what they're talking about, who have the stories and the experience and the expertise to be able to answer your who, what, when, where, how, why. Right?
Yeah.
That's the root of all podcasting. And it's just good journalism, good storytelling, good education happening in a way that's now accessible for everybody. So with tools like AI and My Showrunner, it's just making it easier and easier for better stories to be told, more stories to be told, untold stories to finally get the air they deserve.
Yeah, really lowering that barrier to entry and massively improving the quality of podcasting, if I might rant on that for a second. Because sometimes I go listen to some of the top podcasts out there, or purportedly top podcasts out there, and like 17 minutes in, we're still listening to what this person did in like university. And I'm like, that is a waste of executive time if your audience is executives, right? And so really starting to like drop right into the meat of the thing and making a promise in your title and delivering it within the first 5 minutes of podcasting. Those are not things that you can do just off the top of your hat, even if you're like a brilliant communicator, right? You need to prepare. And this is something I think that is going to make light work of that.
Absolutely. So if you haven't checked it out already, go to myshowrunner.com, sign up for this thing, get it, play with it. Even if you're not big into podcasting and you're just learning this is because you're into AI, go check it out and see what it does. You will learn so much about how to build a custom GPT just by stealing this one we created and putting it in and playing with it. You'll see how we created it. You'll see it duplicated. Build your own processes into it. Learn how we made it by playing with it, and then go build your own. I keep talking to marketers and subject matter experts over and over again. They have all this knowledge and expertise hidden inside them. You could be automating so much of it. In fact, that's probably what I'll be doing with this podcast moving forward, is helping turn people's expertise into GPTs, but we'll see if that's where it goes. So Susan, thank you so much for joining me for a second time back to back. I think it's the first time in 300 plus episodes that I've ever had somebody twice in a row that wasn't like a co-host or something like that. So well done. I'm so excited about this collaboration on this. Thanks for partnering with me on it.
Love it. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for like I said, matching the energy and getting this out there so quickly. It's awesome. Can't wait to see. People, thank us later. Send this to a friend if it's not for you, because it is truly mind-blowing.